The following is a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. The views expressed on the program are solely those of the sponsor. CFund does not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted on the program. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFund, 1410 AM.
Good afternoon. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 AM CFUN, the show that educates and assists women with issues they could face every day. We've got two segments today. In the first segment, we're going to talk about a subject that's very near and dear to me, anti-aging and skin rejuvenation. We're pleased to have guests from False Creek Surgical with us for our first segment. Segment two, we're going to have Dr. Aaron in the studio, and we're going to talk about when to seek out professional counseling and psychologist. So join us after the show today about 3:45 at www.unlockingsecrets.com for our Sunday after the show chat. The experts that are here today and myself will be available to chat with you for about 45 minutes. All right, let's get right into our subject today. We may love our expression lines because they speak of our experiences, but let's face it, they can make us look tired when we're not, and they make us look older than we feel. More and more people are having their deep lines injected with Botox to wipe them away. But do results stand up to the hype? Well, apparently so. In 1997, about 65,000 Botox procedures were done. In the year 2001, 1.6 million were performed. With me today is Dr. Aaron Brown, a plastic hand and aesthetic surgeon practicing out of Vancouver General and UBC hospitals, and is a surgical team member at Falls Creek Surgical Center, and Susan Rafter, Vice President Relations, Falls Creek Surgical Center. Welcome, you guys.
Hi, Candace. Thanks for having us here.
All right, thanks. You're welcome. Dr. Brown, let's get right into this topic of Botox. It's such a big topic these days. Can you start off by telling us what is Botox?
Well, Botox is a purified protein derived from Clostridium botulinum bacteria.
Wow.
When injected into a muscle, it acts as a nerve impulse blocker. In other words, it keeps a muscle from contracting, which makes them appear more relaxed and smooth.
And, well, who can benefit from these injections?
Well, many people can benefit. Botox generally works best for what are known as dynamic wrinkles, those that appear when you frown, smile, or laugh. Some doctors even inject it into the neck and other areas, but generally Botox is most effective for the wrinkles of the forehead and around the eyes.
Oh, I could use some of those, especially when I laugh. Well, are these results permanent?
No, the results generally last for about 3 to 6 months, and the procedure must be repeated if you want to have the same results. Now, if you're happy with the results, that's great, because you can generally produce a very similar result repeatedly. If you're unhappy for whatever reason, you can rest assured that the results will gradually dissipate.
Oh, okay. Well, how long does the procedure take, and does it hurt?
Well, it's really quite quick. It just takes a few moments for each injection, and there's really no freezing required. The injections are made with a very small needle, and there's minimal discomfort. There can be a little bit of redness or swelling at the area, and some people will occasionally get a bruise.
I saw the other night on, can't remember what show that was on NBC, where we had Liza Minnelli's husband taking multiple Botox injections around his head and neck and various other places. And that was quite interesting. So how soon can you actually see results once you have these done?
It generally takes, I tell most patients, between 48 hours and 5 days. It's not immediate, but it gradually increases over the first week.
And so, like for someone like myself, will it make me more attractive, Dr. Brown?
I don't think you could be any more attractive than you already are.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Oh, that's very good. Now, I just want to talk to you about the road to the Fountain of Youth is about to be repaved as a multitude of new injectable anti-aging treatments sit poised to promise a Fountain of Youth. And among the most promising treatments are known as volume fillers. So, Dr. Brown, can you tell us about volume fillers?
Well, unlike Botox injections, which, as we said, get rid of the wrinkles by blocking the muscles that form the line, volume fillers work more like the original bovine collagen injections that we've been hearing about for more than 20 years. They simply plump up the tissue that lies just underneath the surface of the wrinkle. The more recent compounds, however, last longer and have virtually no risk of allergic reaction. At False Creek Surgical Center, we carry a full line of volume filler treatments, such as collagen, Articol, Cosmoderm, Cosmoplast, as well as Restylane and Hyaluron, which a great number of informed patients are asking for these days.
So what is Restylane, and what results can be expected? This is new information for me.
Well, Restylane is a treatment that's derived from hyaluronic acid. This is something that's found naturally in human skin. It's essentially non-toxic, and there's virtually no risk of an allergic reaction, so no pre-testing is required, as was required in the past with collagen derived from cows.
Mm-hmm.
It generally provides increased volume for around 3 to 6 months, and it provides fuller lips and decreased wrinkles.
So is that what you see when you see, like, Goldie Hawn, who was in that movie and had her lips all puffed up and crazy, ridiculous?
In the past, that would have been collagen, but often these days it is products like Restylane and Hyaluron.
Am I the only one who noticed that that was a little overemphasized?
It can look... It can look unusual. Let's put it that way.
And is that normal for it to look like that? For
I would say my personal experience is that most patients look more swollen than they want to be immediately after the injections. But by the next day, the swelling settles down a great deal. Every person's aesthetic is a little bit different. And some people like very large lips. It's larger than what I would choose. But most women come in and they just want a little bit of refinement.
So you find that people are generally realistic about the changes that they want to have using these different products you've talked about, or are they?
I think that most patients are realistic, and it requires a rapport and a relationship between the physician and the patient, that they both understand what is realistic for the product and what their goals are.
So these products that you've been talking about here, so for instance with Botox, do you, like as a physician, is that something that you think is like a really good, effective, as opposed to plastic surgery? Do you think that that's really effective?
You know, again, it really depends on the person. There's a large number of younger women, and by younger I mean in their 30s and 40s, who want to have a try at something but are really not ready for surgery. And it gives them an opportunity to see what sort of results they can get. It produces some, you know, really quite nice results. If time goes on and they're finding that they want to repeat it and repeat it, sometimes there'll be surgical options to help them get the same results.
Oh, very interesting. Now you talked about Restylane and then you talked about Hyaluron. So what is Hyaluron?
Hyaluron is just another form or type of hyaluronic acid produced by a different manufacturer. Both products provide excellent results in longevity, and having access to different products provides patients with greater choices.
Okay, so now for False Creek Surgical, when you're there at the facility, you're performing all of these different procedures yourself, are you, Dr. Brown?
I do for my patients that request it, but there's also people who are trained to specifically give injections other than just the physicians. There's a trained nurse who does a lot of the injectables.
Oh, that's good to know. I thought it was only just generally done by the physician. And then we know that Botox, you know, is, you know, it comes from, like, everybody's always been afraid of Botox because it has all these ramifications of all this terrible, you know, deadly bacteria. How is it that it doesn't hurt people? Like, how is it that it doesn't infect?
That's an excellent question. It's a minute amount of the specific nerve blocking agent that's injected, and it spreads a very, very tiny distances when it's injected. It's not unlike lots of things that we use as medications like digitoxin, you know, to help people with heart troubles. Mm. They are absolutely deadly when you use too much, or they get to places they shouldn't be. But in the right location and the right doses, it's very safe.
And so, for instance, I mean, it's unfair to you because you probably didn't hear it, but this, you know, Liza Minnelli's husband or ex-husband was saying that he has had up to recently like 80 injections of this Botox. And I mean, they're putting this in his head, his forehead, his neck, is like everywhere, all sort of at once. He's getting multiple injections everywhere. And he does look rather stiff. I have to say so myself.
That may predate the Botox.
I see. Yeah, that's like the Botox after plastic surgery. I don't know. So now, False Creek Surgical does all of these kinds of procedures and different skin products and different skin systems that they're doing for skin or for anti-aging. Anti-aging injectables, and so Botox and all these products you just talked about, Restylane and Hyaluron, can all be done at False Creek Surgical Center?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's not all that False Creek Surgical Center does. They have like a whole caring about the woman and her self-esteem, and all of their different services are really geared towards working towards that goal. And Susan Rafter, Vice President of Relations for Falls Creek Surgical, is here. Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Falls Creek Surgical and what its goals are for women?
Sure, Candace, thank you. We're really proud of our history and our roots, and where we started was as a cosmetic surgery center that has unparalleled care, and we have a five-point care plan guarantee, which also guarantees patients access to personalized nursing care, as well as second opinion consultations. So it really allows patients to come in and be comfortable with the environment, be comfortable with the surgeon that they're speaking to, and to really make sure that they're making the right selection for their health care needs. And from there, we grew into a center that doesn't do just cosmetic surgery, but we also provide neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery. We're a multifaceted organization. And some of the other areas that we provide services specific to women are things like vascular surgery. So for varicose veins, which is a big problem for women. Mm-hmm. And there's a technique that one of our surgeons performs that allows him to see the vein that he's stripping and basically have a very good result versus a way that it's always been done in past, which is more of a blind procedure. Oh. This procedure has excellent results. We also do ENT surgery, which is, for instance, computer-assisted sinus surgery. We're one of the very few centers in Canada that performs this procedure. The equipment for it is incredibly expensive, and we've made that investment, and we have a surgeon who's renowned worldwide who does computer-assisted sinus surgery. So for women that are wanting to be up on the ski hill this afternoon that can't be because their sinuses are sore and they can't tolerate the cold and the air, they can come in and get a procedure that will help them reduce the infection and their pain related to sinuses.
Wow.
There's several other kinds of surgeries that we do as well. We are very interested in women after they've had a baby, the change in a woman's body and the change in her self-esteem. Mm-hmm. As much as we love our children, they can do wicked things to our bodies afterwards. So obviously, yeah. Cosmetic procedures, but there are also procedures that will help a woman's sex life, and something that's
I'm
not really...
I'm interested in hearing about that.
Exactly, aren't we all? It's something that doesn't get talked about a lot, but we like to offer women a discreet environment and access to surgeons that really do care about women's health. And we have a couple of procedures that like I said, will help enhance a woman's sex life after having children. One is laser-assisted vaginal rejuvenation.
Wow.
And another procedure, labiaplasty, which is very important to women. So those are all procedures that if women want to know more about, we're more than happy to consult with them. Our surgeons are more than happy to give them the answers to their questions.
That's excellent. I didn't know that about your surgical centers at all. I had no idea that you were that involved with such a scope of surgery from one extreme to the other. And it makes me, as a consumer, feel very safe that if an organization such as yours is going to invest that kind of dollar value into their clinics, then you know you're getting that kind of care. And that makes me feel that I could come to your center and feel very safe about the procedures that you're offering and the discreetness, because obviously those are very personal issues.
Absolutely.
Yeah, not everybody wants to talk about that. So let's say, for instance, if I wanted to come in and I wanted to investigate some of these different procedures that you do, do you set me up with an appointment, or, you know, how does that work? Do I call into the facility? Maybe at this point I'm just seeking them out. I'm not ready yet.
Right.
How would I go about doing that?
Well, we find that the absolute best way for a woman to get the answer she needs is to talk to one of our board certified surgeons, to come in and speak face to face with the surgeon that would be doing the procedure for the woman, because there's a relationship that has to be developed. And you don't develop that relationship by having questions answered over the phone. You develop that relationship by coming into the center, meeting with someone face to face, developing that rapport, ensuring that they're understanding what you're really asking for. And also seeing our center. I think seeing is believing, and it's a very different environment than the institutional environment that you would find in public health care. So
I like the, I've seen your website, and I'm very, very impressed with that virtual, the virtual website that you have where you can do a virtual tour of your facilities.
Absolutely.
They're awesome.
They are. They're a beautiful place to work.
And the operating rooms are gorgeous. The only drawback is that as a patient, you don't get to see the view. Hopefully, you're very unconscious
exactly.
at the time of the procedures. So now, for instance, we all know in healthcare, if we try to get an appointment with a specialist, it's going to take us a long time. What is it like in your facility? What's usually the time frame?
One of our CarePoint guarantees is that we will provide a consultation within 10 days.
Wow.
Now, if somebody wants to be very, very particular about a specific surgeon they see, sometimes that wait time would be just a little bit longer, but we don't have wait lists. So that's the beauty of our system. We can get people in right away so that you can decide for yourself sooner rather than later whether this is something you should continue to consider or not.
And then, so how long does, like, for instance, I mean, I'm looking at doing a few things myself.
Okay.
Just experimental. I'm thinking, you know, a little lift here, a little tuck here. Okay, a lot of lift here and a lot of tuck there. And I've got a few little areas. You know, my children left me the beautiful inheritance of a piece of stomach I never had before. I don't recognize it. When my daughters make comments about it, I remind them that was their gift to me.
Aww.
And so in thinking about that, for instance, you know, that's an abdominoplasty, which would probably be quite a big surgery. I think, you know, with mine probably.
Well, I think actually Dr. Brown could likely speak better to the abdominoplasty surgery.
Can you talk about that, Dr. Brown?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a significant surgery that requires somewhere in the order of probably 2 to 3.5 hours, depending on the exact nature of the surgery. It's significant insofar as the recovery is quite extensive because it involves more than simply excising skin. It also involves tightening or reconstructing the abdominal wall. And I tell most patients that it's about 6 weeks before they can get back to all of their regular activities.
Is it a safe surgery?
I guess the one thing I tell all patients is that surgery is surgery and there are always risks.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes everything from having a minor trouble with the way that your scar looks to having something devastating happen. It's the kind of surgery that most of us would never embark upon if we didn't feel it was safe. And there certainly are patients that we turn away because of medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, it is probably as safe as any other elective surgery that you would undergo, such as knee replacement or anything else of that nature.
And I think it's part of the responsibility of surgeons to inform their patients that there's always a risk with any surgery. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a bad outcome for you. I had a procedure done a few years back, and you know, I had to sign this waiver from the surgeon that said, you know, there's a risk, and I was frightened. But actually, the truth is that's standard for any surgery, because it's sort of informed consent. It's making you aware of the risks involved. But you're generally. Surgeons, like anyone, want to do a good job, and so they're going to be very careful in their procedure and, you know, making the patient comfortable and safe, and knowing that there is an environment like False Creek Surgical, which has such a high standard of excellence with their surgeons, that's something that you can feel comfortable and confident in when you're approaching the facility, because we usually always, you know, put care and, you know, sort of we feel safe in the traditional environment, but these surgical centers are fairly new in Canada to us. And so as consumers, we have to sort of gain that confidence and learn and understand there's actually a higher standard required because of the fact that they are a private facility. The standard requirement is higher for their, you know, for their performance there, to everything that they expect. Obviously, you would expect nothing less than the best from an environment
Absolutely.
Like that. And so for you, there's other things that you're concerned about with women's issues at Falls Creek Surgical, which is why I really like your facility so much, because there really is a sense from everyone and all the staff there that there really is a genuine care for women. Mm-hmm. Not that you don't only just operate on women, but being that this is a show about women, that's really important to me. So what other things do you offer at that facility, surgical-wise, that are relative to some of the struggles that women are having today?
Well, one of the areas that's really pertinent to women is breast health. And after women have had breast cancer, restoring some shape and aesthetic something that looks aesthetically pleasing to a woman is really important. So giving people the choice to have a breast reconstruction in a facility that, like you said, really does care about women is important. So that's a topic that we hope to be covering in upcoming shows.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, because we're really enjoying our relationship with you, and there are several things that we would like to talk about in the future on some future shows. We want our listeners to, you know, sort of pay attention, look at the website, which is your website, which I believe is www.falsecreeksurgicalcenter.com, where they can find some more information regarding all the procedures that you do. Take the virtual tour.
That's right.
And there's quite a few drop-down menus there to looking at all kinds of different things. You even have your list of surgeons, where they practice from, their skills, their specialties, and which is really interesting because you can sort of check out the place before you actually make an appointment to go there. Now, I was going to ask you, is there a fee charge for consultation if you're just coming to investigate?
There is, actually. It's a minimal fee. If you're coming to investigate a cosmetic procedure, the fee is $100 plus GST. And if you're coming to investigate something we consider a lifestyle choice surgery, then the fee is slightly more than that.
What are lifestyle choice surgeries, Susan? Can you explain that?
Lifestyle choice surgeries are any surgery that a person may choose to have that are not considered medically necessary. And I've listed a few of those as we've been speaking. Cosmetic surgery is, for instance, a lifestyle surgery, but we put it in a little bit of a classification of its own.
Okay. And then you said as well that you do, you know, neurology or knee surgery, orthopedic surgery and things like that. And those are they just regular people that have been injured or?
Typically those are lifestyle surgeries as well. They're people that have, for some reason, injured themselves and they require surgery, but they've been given a surgical date that's very far down the road. That's when the system considers it medically necessary. We can, if they fit the profile of somebody that would be considered a lifestyle surgery, be able to provide them surgery sooner.
Oh.
But there are rules around that. We very much follow the Canada Health Act. We're very much a proponent of supporting the Health Act itself and not going outside of those boundaries. So there are rules around it, and we will discuss that one-on-one between the patient and the surgeon in the facility.
That's what I really appreciate about your center, is there's such candidness, but there's such adherence to those rules that are out there, which make those of us using those facilities feel much safer. And I think that's, you know, that's sort of that comfort that we have in Canada, that we're so well regulated, that we feel safe with our healthcare system, you know, and despite the challenges that we're facing right now, there is that sense of safety. I certainly feel that as a consumer, that I feel safe in Canadian waters. Not to say that other countries don't have good facilities either, but I feel safe at home with our surgeons and our care that we have here in Canada. It is a great place and a safe place to operate, and with new facilities like that offering really so many more options for people that I think haven't been out there in the past, that they are there now. And I know for myself, then it's fabulous for me to think, if I'm going to do something, I'd like to be able to get it done within a reasonable amount of time, to be able to plan it well. For a woman, and you know, maybe I'm a single parent, I am a single parent, but for me, I have to, you know, use my time really wisely. So to be able to book it in and have it done within a certain time period and not have to sit on a big long wait is an advantage to me. Now, talking about these surgical procedures can be expensive. Do you provide any kind of financing or assistance, you know?
Absolutely, Candace. We recognize that surgery can be expensive, and like you're saying, for yourself being a single parent, I'm sure you've budgeted and you know where your money is going month in and month out. And we recognize that our patients are mostly all in the same situation. So we do, for people that need financing, offer financing. There are financing companies that we've associated ourselves with that provide financing specifically for surgical procedures. So again, the financing is done with a level of discreetness. So it's not like you have to go to your bank and tell your banker that you're looking at having a procedure done that you wouldn't necessarily even be discussing with your own mother. So it's kind of nice to know that the service from start to finish can be absolutely discreet.
Oh, that's excellent to know that. I think it's really important for a woman, especially. I would be horrified to go to my bank and say, well, I need some money. Why? Well, I can't really tell you. They're not likely going to give it to me anyway.
You're quite right.
So does it make the payments more reasonable? Are they affordable then?
They're very affordable. I could give you some averages, for instance, anywhere from $100 to $150 a month for people that are looking at breast augmentation.
Oh, wow.
There's several ranges, and it just really depends on the surgery that you're getting, the time involved in the surgery. All of our pricing is done based on surgical hours. So when people call and ask us for a range of prices for procedures, it is a little more difficult for us to be as forthright as we'd like to be, because mm-hmm. it depends on that person's body and depends on what the surgeon's recommending and the length of the procedure. So the procedure price is based purely on the length of time the surgery takes.
And that makes sense, because everybody is different. Every body is different. So you can't sort of nail it down to one specific price, for instance, because you're right, time is of the essence. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having both of you here today talking about skin rejuvenation, anti-aging, and injectables, which I've learned, and I'm not afraid of the Botox now. Maybe I'll come in and do a little mini prep. See how different I look with some Botox on my face. Thank you so much, Dr. Aaron Brown, for your participation today.
Thank you.
It's been great having you, and you can find Dr. Aaron Brown at Falls Creek Surgical Center, and as well Susan Rafter, who's a wealth of information and obviously very warm and easy to talk to, so you can get a hold of her at Falls Creek Surgical Center. I'd like to draw your attention to their website, www.falscreeksurgicalcenter.com, and take the virtual tour there and see what they have to offer. And I look forward to more of our discussions about other procedures that you do at Falls Creek Surgical. Thanks so much for being with us
today.
Thank
you, Candace.
It was great having you.
It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now this is Unlocking Secrets for Women. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.